The Dana Cortez Show podcast begins now.
Are we getting politically incorrect today on a podcast? Are we doing that?
Are we? No, but Marlon Wayans is.
I get a little crazy too.
Not like Marlon Wayans did.
But Marlon Wayans can't get canceled.
Oh, he cannot.
According to him, he can't be canceled.
That's why we got to be careful. But this is one of the most hilarious, insightful conversations we've ever had with, I would say, an artist that has influenced the culture of America for decades. And is that also, fair?
Yeah, very fair. I mean,
made white chicks.
Yeah, very fair.
And a mother funny. Let's just say it right now. All right, conversation. What?
Anthony? I was also going to say, he's like one of our only like returning guests that we constantly have. Like,
yeah, I think this is his third time on the podcast.
It's always like hitting, dude.
He don't even shake hands. We just hugs everybody. Yeah. What's good? What's good? All right, here's our convo with Marlon Wayans. Are you superstitious? Probably. There's probably people listening right now that have, you know, weird superstitions. I'm going to beg everybody who's listening today, beg you on this Tuesday for something. Good morning. It's the Dana Cortez Show. I'm Dana Cortez.
DJ Automatic.
I go by Anthony A.
What are you begging for?
Well, you know numbers are weird with me, right?
Yes.
Okay. Right now on Instagram, I have 66,600 followers. So my freaking Instagram says 666. I am begging you to follow me right now. I never ask for followers. I never say, can you? But I am just weird right now.
Embrace the darkness, Dana.
No, DJ Automatic. No, I don't like that trippy red thing that he said in our interview on YouTube. I don't like the number 666. Can you please go to @DanaCortez on Instagram? Not Dana Cortez Show. Okay, you follow us both.
Do it.
But more importantly, Dana Cortez, it's scaring me.
Is it?
I haven't even posted really on Instagram because it's freaking me out.
Now, is it the number six individually or is it six when they're all together?
All like together, Anthony. Oh, okay, come on. When I had six followers, I didn't say anything, did I?
Well, there was nobody to say anything to.
Please go and follow me. Don't you guys have weird superstitions like this?
Well, yeah, I have a weird one because my superstition is to try to not have any superstitions at all, which in return
gives you superstition. Anybody who's an athlete has to have superstitions. I mean, there's like all the baseball things where you don't step on the foul line, and then there's
automatic.
Like,
did you have that when you were playing?
Of course. And I mean, I still have a lot of weird, like I'm weird about numbers, I'm weird about letters, I'm weird about signs. There's a lot of stuff that I'm weird about.
There was something else DJ Automatic was weird about, washing his jock strap, and I found it in the closet.
Yuck. All that glorious odors.
Please follow me @DanaCortez on Instagram so I can get rid of the 666 National Day Anthony A.
All right, we'll start with National Rum Day, ladies and gentlemen.
Love me a pina colada.
All right, we also got National Airborne Team, which this is the Army's Parachute Squad, yo.
Salute
to them.
Shout out to the Army, yeah.
Yeah, we also got National Roller Coaster Day and it's National Tell a Joke Day. Anybody else?
Hold on.
We got a professional stand-up comedian now.
Anthony is getting paid.
He's getting paid to tell jokes.
Yeah.
This, now.
You guys want to hear what brings home the bacon?
Yeah.
Why can't dogs dance?
Why can't dogs dance?
They got four left feet. Come on, dude. Oh, my God.
Good joke, man.
Kill him. I like it.
I feel like the Netflix special is going to happen tomorrow.
It's right there, dude. Oh, my God. Oh, let me pick up the phone.
The Dana Cortez Show podcast.
I am so excited because Marlon Wayans is in the studio. We're going to do a 3-2-1.
And a Ric Flair?
Yeah, and a Ric Flair. Let you explain it, Marlon.
So to break the ice here in Dana Cortez Show, we do two claps and a Ric Flair. So it's woo on the count of three. Good?
You ready to go?
All right, here we go. Okay. 3-2-1.
Woo! I'm sorry. You guys, you're all off, right? No, here's the thing.
We're right. Yeah.
I gave you all the claps. Woo was mine.
Okay, let's do it.
Let's do it again, please. Right. Thank you.
Here we go.
The right way. And okay. 3-2-1. Woo!
There you go. We can officially begin.
Your clap was off. Oh, you came in on the 2.
Anthony, you were on the 1.
Yeah, yours had a swing to it.
You know, that's where they kicked you off of the cheer squad.
That is true. That is it.
You was on a cheer squad?
Yeah, I was. And now I just made one of my
idols. Pretty boy was on a cheer squad.
Here we go.
They can throw you in the air and hold your little booty.
This is what
you're walking into.
God, dude.
Marlon, when you came in, we immediately started just chatting it up. And I said something in Spanish, and we talked about just race, and it brought me to a question I already had planned. My grandma, well, old Mexican grandmas, they just say things. I'm sorry. My grandma would say some things that made me cringe, just racist, crazy. I'm like, Nana, no.
Your grandma was just being grandma. See, back in the day, if she, your racist Mexican grandma met my racist black grandma.
That's on
my racist mama, they would have gone along great. See, this new culture that has no race, no gender, no everything is shaming. Man. I don't know how they live. I found that sometimes the differences and polarizing the differences is what makes us friends. I never thought like we were the same. I always thought I learned from people that was different. And thanks. All me and my friends, I grew up in the hood in New York City. All we did was talk about each other's race, sexuality, social status. Like, we were all poor. But there was actually
much
poorer than poor. The more kids you had, the deeper poor you were. So we talked about all the things that they say you shouldn't talk about now. And I don't understand this culture at all.
I don't either.
I just think
I don't
they're
get it.
In denial about, you know, where the smiles really exist. The smiles exist in differences. It's okay to be different, but that there's funny in that.
Is anything off the table with you?
People I still
so
talk
scared.
Crazy. I'm the old racist grandma. Come to my show.
So nothing for you is off the table.
In my audience,
culture.
I got old racist grandmas. Nah, nothing's off the table. Because here's
you're
the thing.
You're not scared a little bit? Nothing
about
like
what?
Makes you wary? What the whole
cancel culture. You're
good,
afraid
cancel
of say,
me. I'm tired of this. Can I curse?
Yeah. You
I'm tired of this shit. I'm tired of working. I need the rest. I need the rest. Everybody gets canceled, gets more hot. So I need to start.
It's true, though.
I need to start getting canceled. The fuck am I doing?
You get a 3-month vacation, you come back harder than you ever were.
Some people.
I don't think the
Louis C.K. had like a 5-year vacation. I think he tired.
I think Louis C., though, I don't know that you want to cancel anybody. That was a lot. That
well,
was a, that
here's
was a
the
lot.
Thing.
You know, there's a difference between sexual harassment and
but
and,
see, once
know,
again,
talking.
Culture is changing. Laws are changing. Things are changing. Now, who are we to go, we're better because we believe this? When there was a whole culture of people that grew up going, no, this was the standard. And this was okay. If you went back 70 years into Hollywood, you would find so many white R. Kellys, it'd be crazy.
You're right.
Because
you're
back
right.
then, that's what was hot to them. Man, I got this hot
right,
14-year-old model. Back in the day, that was it. If you would have found, like, back in the day, you know, it's like, domestic violence became a huge thing. Back in the day, that's how you picked your woman. If she could take a punch, man, your mama, she could take a punch. That's a good woman.
And you're not
saying
she's right,
never called
the
never called the popo on me. That's a good woman. Get you a woman like your grandma. The times have changed. And now that we're going, hey, things are different, we need to all like show where that starts and then become accountable then to reach back into a culture where they were, and I'm not saying what they were doing was right. I'm just saying that's how they were raised. That was their culture. It's like if the, all of a sudden racism became a law where you can't be racist.
Oh,
you
come
know how many,
on.
How many of us would be locked up? We would have been locked up for our first 5 minutes
no,
in this studio. you and your old racist grandma might have been doing, life to 30 years.
No bail. I love that you said that, though. I just had this conversation with Automatic. He's my husband. I said, you,
that's your husband?
People want to act
what?
Like.
That's cute. I would never work with my wife. Oh, how do you do? What's wrong with you?
It's easier than you think.
Oh.
That's what he says
and that's
when
the
I'm
PC
in a room. When I leave
right
the room,
he's like, oh, thank
the
God. Bathroom break. Oh, thank God.
Can I get a break?
I love that people want to criticize that. Like you said, if you go back 70 years, you know damn well you're going to, there's only a handful of people that ever stood up for progress.
Right.
Progress is tough because right. you do get canceled. You do get. We love MLK now. He was one of the most unpopular people in the country when he was alive.
Yeah.
Now we glorify the past.
Yep.
So I'm glad that nothing's off the table. That means I'm going to be there for you.
No, jokes. Listen, jokes is safe.
It's conversation.
It should be.
And if I ever get canceled for a joke, I'm fine with that.
Okay.
What you will never cancel me for is the culture of the human being that I am. My mom and my daddy raised a damn good man. I don't ever have to look over my shoulder worrying about some girl saying something that I did something in any kind of way.
Yeah, yeah.
Because I know me, and God has watched me. I don't get into toxic like situations. I will leave my own house. I've left my own house, walked down my hill, left my car keys, because I'm not about to fight with you. I'm not about
I love that.
I'm not about to let you hit on me, and I'm not about to let this go crazy. I'm not about to watch you hit yourself over the head with wine bottles. I ain't about to watch none of this. I'm walking to a hotel, and I'm going to check in until you cool off, and then we may
we
have
are not
a conversation.
Engaging.
We're not engaging. And I always tell that to my son. I tell that to young dudes. You don't have to engage. People are going to want to. It's a trap. You got to go, mm-mm. I'm allergic to cheese, and you gotta leave. You can't do it.
And that's in everything, whether it's online, whether it's in real life,
everything.
Whether it's
well,
you know,
online. That's different. I've engaged online in many disrespectful bashings.
You just talked about your family. How do you balance road life, family life, work life? Because you're a busy person.
I think everything starts with your smile. If I'm not happy, then nobody's happy. And what I do for a living makes me happy. And anybody that don't understand that what I do for a living not only makes me happy, but it makes the world happy.
Yeah.
And in turn, it will make you happy because I provide for you. Then you will leave me the fuck alone. I need to be happy. And that's all. And I know doing stand-up comedy. I know writing my movies. I know when I'm creative, you want to see me happy? I zone out. Creatively, and something happens inside of me. My cells start moving in a different way. Like, my smile is different. My energy is different. My aura is different. I will sit there and literally zone out, and I'll be thinking, and then go to sleep on those thoughts,
yeah.
Wake up and be like, I'm so inspired. Yo, Rick, Chris, come over. I got something I want to talk about based on what we was talking about. Like, inspiration and creativity is, I see why God's lives for so long. Because
I have this conversation with parents all the time. If you're not happy, you can't be a good father, good mother, a good employee, a good person.
You're a bad example.
You are a horrible example. You have to be right with yourself, your partner, in order to raise children that will be happy and they can live that way as well.
Absolutely.
It's crazy.
Absolutely. And nobody understands the power that we have as individuals. As an individual, I'm not going to let another individual affect me. No, bye, bitch. I got to go.
You
are not about, bye, nigga, bye, bitch. Y'all ain't about. And I don't care if that's mama and daddy behind that nigga and bitch. No, y'all are not about to give me a headache. I'm going to smile.
You know, sometimes, I mean, for me, we talked about my Mexican grandma. I was raised to serve, especially serve men. I was the only child.
Laundry, cooks, everything.
Take a punch. Yeah. Good, I'm sorry.
Hey, yo.
But me serving didn't make me happy.
Right.
I need equal. I need partnership. I need to be happy.
Right.
And it's hard to change that mentality. You just said back in the day, that's the way it was.
Yeah.
My mom be like, you didn't iron for him? Would he break his arm from bedroom to the kitchen? Like, what are you talking about?
Right.
You got to be able to be happy. I just think it's important.
No, and balance see, is important. And you have to honor your spirit, right?
Yeah.
Some people are moons. They service a planet.
Are you saying I used to be fat?
No.
Where are we going with this?
Wow. No, hold on.
This is how you get an argument? That came out of nowhere.
Yeah, nowhere. It took it a whole other way.
She got some issues.
Yeah.
I used to be fat.
That's for y'all to talk about later on.
But keep going on the moon
me
things.
And Pretty Face over here. We doing our own thing.
I'm here with you, Marlon.
Okay,
yeah.
Talk about the moon.
I am your moon. No, I was interested in the moon thing. Some of the service planets.
They service. They have a specific service to light a planet. Right?
Mm-hmm.
That's their job.
Okay.
And some people are sons.
Oh.
I am a sun. I like provide sunshine for many planets, which then provides sunshines to the moons that shine on the planets.
Ooh.
That's how big my spirit is. But I'm not going to discount all that God puts in a galaxy. There's a reason for it. In your own world, in your own galaxy, there's a reason for everything. Know what your service is. It's okay to be a moon.
Yeah.
It's okay to be a planet. Those are necessary. They're necessary.
Without
and they're
them, the
valuable.
Sun doesn't shine as bright. It
but
moves every,
my
yeah.
sun, you're not going to take my sunshine and make me a moon. I'm not that dude. I'm going to shine in my shine. If that works for you, cool. If not, it's going to melt your face. So don't hang around me all day. Hang around me sometime where it's happy. And then let me go
and go do
be
your
where
thing.
I need to be.
My, so you can come
I just
back
have
and
a
be
very
balanced.
Powerful aura. And women are starting to own the power of their aura and even their masculinity. Back in the day, y'all couldn't get work. You had to rely
no,
on a
you're
man.
Right. You're right.
Y'all wasn't getting jobs. And then when you did, it was for different reasons. Now you got females that are CEOs of company. Believe me, this man wants you to have that seat. He don't want to work that hard. I want to see you. I want your feet to hurt. I want your feet to hurt. I want you to come home and just hit the bed and go to sleep because you're tired. And this way I can yell at you. Keep up. I want to tell you what the kids did today. Men want to spend time with their children. It's not that we wanted to work. We had to. And it's good to have... The fact that women can do that too.
There's some men though to say that's feminizing men. You're feminizing men if you want
no,
to talk
you're
about
feminizing
care
a man
of kids
if you're trying to get me to get some titties and breast
yeah, exactly.
Now. But well, some men, wait, you ready? Some men.
If taking care of your kids and loving your children is that feminizing
no,
men?
No,
well, that's what a lot of that, people say. You're trying to make us women.
No, but that's being a man. There's nothing wrong with being a man or being a man in your household where you understand that your woman, my woman's the breadwinner. That's what we have to understand. We're not equal in certain ways. You have certain powers in some way.
I bring
if
life
I'm not
into
in the
world.
Household and I pay for the household, then you are the king of the household. My kids are right now in their life, they're 65% their mother and 35% me. And I'm being generous. They're probably 25% me, 75% her. It got to the point where my kids, when I tell them to do something, they look at their mom like, oh, is that cool? Mm. I'm like, what? Yo, did you look for approval? Now all of y'all go to bed. That's what. But see, egos clash. Sometimes I was the provider. That's what I had to do. If that is your superpower, if that is your strength, then somebody smart that is your, no, you don't have to fight equals. If we're partners, sometimes we need not symmetry, we need complement. We complement each other. I do this really well, and I do that. I pay bills like no fucking body else. I don't want to cook for myself every day. I don't want to think about what meal I'm making. There's certain shit I don't want to do.
Nobody probably
I don't want to drive
anyway.
To the store. I don't want to do shit. But nobody is going to... What are we eating? I don't want to fucking know. Mm-mm. I know this. I'm going to pay for it. That's complimentary relationship. Now, we both fighting for a bill. Cool. But who the fuck is going to cook this shit?
She won't let me cook.
It's awful. We'd starve.
Well, you got to get your game together. It is the Dana Cortez Show. And you got to start learning.
You got some
recipe books.
Skills.
I got some grilling skills. I do.
Well, grilling is good.
Yeah,
yeah, grilling is good.
I got charcoal in them baby system.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Well, I appreciate you being so candid about that, and that's what I love about. Not just you.
Oh,
Molly,
I'm being canceled for all this shit.
No,
this
no,
is,
no, no,
a,
no, you're not.
It's a wrap.
No,
y'all heard
not.
It here. It's a wrap.
No, you're not.
It was nice. It all ended at the Dana Cortez show.
No way.
Started with a racist grandma and ended with a nigga out of work.
About the Wayans family in general, just not just Marlon, is that it's trend-setting, everything you do. It's culturally relevant, and it shakes things up.
Absolutely.
Since the moment you all stepped on the scene.
And it's also, you know why, like, our family, is they've been trying to find ways to cancel us for so long, but they can't.
No
because we have always led with love. Everything we've ever done was
funny.
The
All
purpose
of
love through absolute truth and hilarity. A good joke is when you make fun of a sect of people and those people laugh the loudest.
Mm-hmm.
So if I do a gay joke and gay people are laughing the loudest, that's a damn good joke. So even if one gay person is offended, well, I'm sorry, brother. You're going to have to be a little butthurt, no pun intended, about that. Now, if I do a gay joke and all the gays except for one is laughing, that's not a really, is not laughing. That's not a good joke.
And that's not the hill you're trying to die on anyway.
Right.
I get what you're saying.
Now, why we're successful? When we did White Chicks, who do you think liked that movie the most?
White Chicks.
So therefore, when they're trying to come at you with this cancel culture nonsense, no, we were successful in making a sect of people who normally don't like to be made fun of laugh. Not only that, but we are equal opportunity offenders. We made fun of black people. We made fun of white people. We made fun of black people that were that love white people more than black people. We made fun of Hispanic people. We did everybody, but we did it with love, and we were successful in making people laugh. So therefore, those memories aren't hurtful. It's love. Period.
The Dana Cortez Show podcast.
There is a new breakfast item coming to one of your favorite fast food spots. Food news inside hottest hashtags. Very good today. Welcome to Tuesday. It's the Dana Cortez Show, and I'm Dana Cortez.
DJ Automatic.
I go by Anthony A, a.k.a. Spicy Ketchup.
So over this past weekend, thousands of federal troops were deployed to several Mexican border cities after a wave of attacks in 30 cities, followed by violence and shootings, including even in Baja California, Ciudad Juarez. Mexican President Andrés Manuel López Obrador blames the attacks on the Jalisco New Generation drug cartel. A lot of people in Mexico are blaming America's war on drugs.
It's going crazy right now.
Especially in the border towns. What's scary, because you think about Baja California and you think about Ciudad Juarez, there's a lot of Americans at work. We go back and forth, right? We really rely on these border towns.
Which are both humongous cities.
Huge cities. So all I can say is I agree. The war on drugs is a farce. And now we're moving on to food news. Wendy's has a new breakfast item, and I'm so excited. French toast sticks. And they come with a side of maple syrup. Seasoned potatoes, which all the foodies who've tried them say are delicious. And a drink, I would choose a cafecito so I could take a little sip with my French toast.
I'm pretty
toast.
Sure Burger King's been doing this for like a decade.
No, they well, don't let's got not French toast sticks.
Yeah, French toast sticks are not an original concept, but I'm excited to see what Dave and company do with the French toast sticks.
It's like saying, oh, they do hamburgers across the street. Everybody does a burger, nobody does it square.
These could be the Goodwill tires of French toast sticks.
Try them. They hit all Wendy's today. National Day, Anthony A.
We'll kick it off with National Rum Day, ladies and gentlemen.
Rum and Coke. That's a drink.
Pina colada.
My husband.
I love me a pina colada.
Get to the beach, put his little pinky up, give me the umbrella and a cherry, baby.
All right, ladies and gentlemen. It's National Tell a Joke Day, so let's do this one. Residential air conditioning wasn't invented until 1933, which is why they were so depressed in the 1920s.
Anthony,
Hello.
You just told that joke.
Just now. No, I like it. It's
no,
funny.
You told it a couple of weeks ago.
It's good, dude. I love it. It's a good joke.
It's new for a lot of people in the club.
Hey, listen, it's not National Tell a New Joke Day. Okay. It's National Tell a Joke Day,
well,
all right?
As a professional comedian, I would think you would have new content.
No, dude, I'm not getting paid for it.
You're not getting paid for this?
You're literally sitting here right now getting paid.
This is awkward.
We got National Roller Coaster Day, ups and downs.
No. I don't like roller coasters. The last time I got on a big roller coaster, I was pregnant with Ava Matic. And that was a long time ago, and I shouldn't have even gotten on a roller coaster while I was pregnant. Why would you intentionally want to frighten yourself?
It's so much fun. We were just at Disney World. We had a great time. We're at Disneyland. And then, but shout out to Six Flags. They got the real ones.
Oh,
the scary roller coaster.
Yes.
No.
Dude. I've actually rode the tallest roller coaster in the country with Kingda Ka in Jersey. So, yeah, at Six Flags.
Oh. And, Anthony, did you like it?
Hell yeah, dude. It reminded me of my last relationship.
How did it remind you of your last relationship, Anthony A?
Ups and downs.
Way better.
That was a good one.
I end with a bang.